Hi, this is Mike Mullins with OM Ireland. I'm joined today by Dax Bryant from the States. Dax, welcome. Dax, maybe for our listeners, maybe you'd like to introduce yourself, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, so I moved here to Ireland about 7 months ago from the States with my wife, Sarah, and our three boys. Actually, two moved over here. We had one when we got here. And we joined the team with the goal of helping to develop the sports ministry program here at OM Ireland. So very excited about that, very passionate about that, and ready to see how God's going to use sport in ministry. So,
great. We're very excited that you're here. Maybe for our listeners, perhaps you could explain, what is sports ministry?
Yeah, I can tell you, for me, sports ministry is just a way to establish instant common ground with people. Most people usually either have played sport, have kids that play sport, watch sport. So when you're looking for ways to meet people and to just interact with people, sport is just a bridge that crosses cultures, crosses personalities, and gives you that opportunity to really meet and interact with people who you might not normally have a chance to interact with in day-to-day life. So sports is a tool that we can use to glorify God and to transform lives.
Great. So what does sports ministry look like?
There's so many ways that you can use sports ministry. I'll give you just an example of an upcoming event we have here in Ireland is the second annual golf camp that we're putting on in partnership with FCA. That's the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, big group from the States. Going to come over with Anders Forsbrand, who's a former professional on the European Tour, and put on this camp for kids where they'll get top-notch quality coaching instruction with golf skills, several coaches and professional players coming over to help with that. But all these guys also will take time throughout each day to share life lessons, biblical lessons, and give examples, testimonies from their lives of what it means to be successful off the golf course. And so, just a couple anecdotes from that. They'll pick a theme for the day. Last year, one of them was excellence. Mm. So they asked Anders, what do you want to be excellent at? And so if you can picture it, he's standing in front of this all these kids, 40, 50 kids, and they ask him that question. So you're kind of expecting the answer, to maybe be something about golf, And he turned to his son who was with him and said, I want to be an excellent father. And so that was just a moment there where you have the kids' attention and they see that, wow, there's something beyond success on the sport. There's something deeper that runs deeper. Another great one was when they talked about integrity. And one of the coaches shared about a time where he had made a technical error in a golf tournament he was in that would have qualified him for the next step on. He had to report. He went home and realized he'd made this error and had to report it the next day and disqualified himself from the next level. So, it's just seeing those things that in the world of sports, sometimes those types of things are compromised. And to have that integrity, have that excellence, and to point to how you can be successful off the athletic pitch is great.
That's fantastic. Really great examples. Tell me, how can people be involved with sports ministry, Dax?
Yeah, if you love sport and you are much more comfortable talking to somebody when you're throwing a ball around or kicking something than you are walking up to them, there are tremendous opportunities. You just have to be creative and look around you. You can join a local team in your area. You could start a small group, like a running or walking group. Have a short devotional time that you share together before you go out and walk or run. You could look to attend sporting events and look how you can be involved with interacting in the crowd or with the players. Again, you could volunteer to coach or help out at a sports clinic or camp. So many opportunities. I would just point you to our website for opportunities to be involved, for resources, for inspirational stories with sports ministries, and that's www.ie.om.org, and then you click on What We Do Sports.
That is exciting. Okay, well, Dax, listen, thank you very much for coming in, and I hope our listeners are inspired, encouraged, and will get involved in some way in sports ministry wherever they are. Dax, thank you.
Thanks, Mike.